John 9. Jesus heals a man born blind. As he went along, he saw a blind man from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, he told him, wash in the pool of the Siloah. This means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked that, is this the man who used to sit and beg? Some claimed that he was. Others said, no, he only looks like him. But he himself insisted, I am the man. How then were your eyes opened? They asked. He replied, the man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloah and wash. So I went and washed, and then I could see. Where is the man? They asked him. I don't know, he said. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. Now the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was a Shabbat. Therefore the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He put mud on my eyes, the man replied, and I washed and now I see. Some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, for he does not keep the Shabbat. But others asked, how can a sinner perform such signs? So they were divided. Then they turned again to the blind man. What have you to say about him? It was your eyes he opened. The blind man replied, he is a prophet. They still don't believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they sent for the man's parents. Is this your son? They ask. It is the one you say was born blind. How is it that now he can see? We know that he is our son, the parents answered, and we know that he was born blind, but he can see now, or who opened his eyes, we don't know. Ask him, he is of age, he will speak for himself. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders who already had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. This is why his parents said, he is of age, ask him. A second time they summoned the man who had been blind. Give glory to God by telling the truth, they said. We know that this man is a sinner. He replied, whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see. Then they asked him, what did he do to you? How did you open your eyes? He answers, I told you already and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too? Then they hurled insult at him and said, you are this fellow's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from. The man answered, now that is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God doesn't not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly person who does his will. Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could not do nothing. To this they replied, you were stepped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us?
And they threw him out.
Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, and when he found him, he said, do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is he, sir? The man asked. Tell me so that I may believe in him. Jesus said, you have now seen him. In fact, he is the one who is speaking with you. The man said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. Jesus said, for judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who will see become blind. So Pharisees who were with him heard him and asked, what, are we blind too? Jesus said, if you were blind, you will not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains.
耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎的。门徒问耶稣，拉比，这人生来就是瞎眼的，到底是谁的罪过呢？是这个人还是他的父母呢？耶稣回答说，不是这个人犯了罪，也不是他的父母犯了罪，是我要在他身上显出神的作为来。所以趁着白天，我们必须做那人差我来做的事情，黑夜将至，就没有人能做这样的神迹了。我在世的时候是世间的光明。耶稣说了这话，就吐了口吐沫在地上，用吐沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上，对他说，你往希罗亚池子里去洗一下。他则去洗了，回头他就又能看见了。瞎子的邻居和平常看见他是讨饭的人走过来说，诶，这不就是那个平时坐着讨饭的盲人吗？有人说，对，是他。又有人说，不是，却是像他的那个人。他自己则说，就是我。他们对他说，你的眼睛怎么又变好了呢？他回答说，有一个人名字叫耶稣，他和泥抹在我的眼睛上，对我说，你往希罗亚池子里去洗一洗。我刚一洗完就能看见这个世界了。他们说，那个人在哪里？他说，我不知道。他们把从前瞎眼的人带到法利赛人那里。耶稣和泥开眼的日子则是安息日。法利赛人问他是怎么看得见的。瞎子对他们说，他把泥抹在我的眼睛上，我去一洗就看见了。法利赛人中有人说，这个人不是从神那里来的，因为他不守安息日的规则。又有人说，一个罪人怎能行出这样的神迹呢？他们就起了新的纷争。这时他们又对瞎子说，他既然开了你的眼睛，你说他是怎样的人呢？他则回答说，这个人是先知。犹太人不信他从前是眼瞎，后来能看见的。等到叫了他的父母来，问他们说，这是你们的儿子吗？你们说他生来就是瞎眼的，如今怎么能看见了呢？他父母回答说，他就是我们的儿子呀，生来就眼瞎，这是我们知道的。至于他如今怎么能看见，我们却不知道，是谁开了他眼睛，我们也不知道。他已经成了人，你们问他吧，他自己肯定能说明白。他父母说这话是怕犹太人，因为犹太人已经商议过了，若有人认定耶稣是基督，那就要把他赶出会堂。因此他父母说，他已经成人了，你们去问他，别问我。所以法利赛人第二次叫那从前眼瞎的人来，对他说，你该将荣耀归于神。我们知道这个人是个罪人。他说，他是个罪人，其实我不知道这样事情，但有一件事情我是知道了，从前是我眼瞎的，如今我又能看见了。他们就问他说，他向你做什么？他是怎么开了你的眼睛呢？他回答说，我方才告诉你们，你们不听，为什么又要听呢？莫非你们也要做他们的门徒吗？他们就骂他说，你是他的门徒，我们是摩西的门徒。神对摩西说话是我们知道的，只是这个人我们不知道他从哪里来。那人回答说，他让我的眼睛复明，你们竟然不知道他从哪里来，这真是奇怪。我们知道神不听罪人的，唯有敬奉神，遵行他的旨意，神才能听他。从创世纪以来，未曾听见有人把生来是瞎子的人眼睛打开了。这人若不是从神那里来的， 什么也不能做。他们回答说，你全然生在罪孽中，还要教训起我们来。于是把他赶走了。耶稣听说他们把盲人赶出去，后来又遇见这个复明的人，就说道，你是信神的儿子吗？他回答说，主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？耶稣说，你已能看见他，现在和你说话的就是他本人。他说，主啊，我信。然后就膜拜耶稣。耶稣说，我为审判到这世间来，叫不能看见的也可以看见，能看见的反而瞎了眼。同他在那里的法利赛人听见这话，就说道，难道我们也瞎了眼吗？耶稣对他们说，你们若瞎了眼，就没有罪了。但如今你们说话我们能听见，所以你们的罪还在。大家好，我是主播 KK。 我们第二阶段的中文名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习问题和讨论，希望这样的趣味性互动能给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访，今天是约翰福音第十七集讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary.And analyze from the perspective of a learner. And then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and program discussion with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with my sister on related issues. Today is the 17th lecture on the Gospel of Joy.Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Okay, well, everybody, below is my today's personal study summary. In John 9, Jesus meets a man who was born blind. Jesus' disciples ask him if the man or his parents did something wrong to make him blind. But Jesus says no one did. Instead, Jesus says the man's blindness will show God's power. Jesus then speaks underground, makes mud, and puts it on the man's eyes. He tells the man to wash it in the pool of Siloam. The man does this and he can see for the first time in his life. Everyone is shocked. Some people don't believe it's the same man, but he insists it's him. He explains that Jesus healed him.The people take the man to the Pharisees, the religious leader, because Jesus healed him on the Sabbath, a holiday when people are not supposed to work. Pharisees argue about Jesus. Some days he can't be from God because he worked on the Sabbath. Others say a sinner couldn't perform such a miracle. They ask the man who healed him.And he says Jesus must be a prophet. Pharisees don't believe the man was born blind, so they ask his parents. Parents confirm about it, but they are feeling scared to say more because the Pharisees might throw them out of her synagogue if they talk about Jesus being the Messiah. They ask the man again, trying to get him to say something about Jesus. The man refuses and says that Jesus must be from God because he healed him. The Pharisees get mad and threw him out. Later, Jesus finds the man and asks if he believes in the Son of Man. The man asks who that is. The Jesus says it's him. The man believes and worships Jesus.Jesus then says he came to help people who are spiritually blind see the truth, but some who think they are the truth are actually blind. Pharisees feel offended and ask if they are blind. Jesus tells them that since they claim to see, but no, don't believe, they are guilty. Now let Ingrid's sister make a go further summarize to everybody.
Yes, hello. The first important thing in this story is that the disciple asked if the man or his parents did sin because this happened to him. It is easy to judge somebody who suffers that he has a bad karma or something like that, that he or somebody of his relatives did something wrong.
大家好。OK, 今天这个故事中第一个重点是门徒问这个人或者他的父母是否犯下了罪孽。因为这件事情发生在他身上，人们很容易评判一个受苦的人，认为他有恶业，他或者他的某个亲戚一定是做了错事。
But here we meet the concept of the book of Job again, that there is suffering who glorifies God on this earth.
但在这里我们再次遇到了约伯记的概念，即在这世上荣耀上帝的人也遭受着苦难。
So when we are suffering and have the feeling that God does not hear our prayer, it may be that he just is glorified by my suffering.
因此，当我们遭受痛苦并感觉上帝没有听到我们的祈祷的时候，也许他只是因我的痛苦而感到荣耀。
In the book of Job, it was the devil that accused Job, and Job is glorifying God by standing fast in his ways. In the story there, God is glorified because Jesus showed his power by healing the man.
在约伯记当中，魔鬼指责约伯，而约伯通过坚定信仰来荣耀上帝。在这个故事当中，上帝得到荣耀，因为耶稣通过治愈这个人展示了他的神力。
The other point is to ask who is blind and who sees. When we refuse Jesus, we are spiritually blind. Of course, we see the earthly things around us, but we cannot see the kingdom of God, which has come in the person of Jesus to earth and who is now in the people who wholehearted follow Jesus.
另一点则是要问谁是瞎人，谁是明眼人。当我们拒绝耶稣本人的时候，我们在灵魂上实际上就是盲人。当然，我们能看到我们周围的世俗事物，但我们看不到上帝的王国。他以耶稣的名义降临在地球上，现在存在于全心全意跟随耶稣的人们当中。Okay, based on above Bible study content, now let me answer some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, sister, why did Jesus' disciples ask if the man's blindness was due to his or his parents' sin?
耶稣的门徒为什么问这个人的失明是因为他自己的罪还是他的父母的罪导致的呢？
The Jewish had the same concept of sin like the Asian religions. If you are doing good, God will bless you. If you are doing something wrong, God will punish you with curse. These realities are written in the fifth book of Moses in the law.
实际上，犹太人和亚洲宗教都一样，有着相同的罪恶观念。如果你行善，上帝就会保佑你。如果你做错事，上帝就会诅咒惩罚你。这些事实都写在摩西第五经第五卷的律法当中。
Next one. What would Jesus respond to his disciples about the cause of the man's blindness?
关于这个人失明的原因，耶稣是如何回答门徒的？
He says the suffering of the blind was not because of sin, but he was suffering by a purpose. The purpose was to glorify God.
他说，盲人的受苦并不是因为罪责，而是有目的的，目的则是为了荣耀上帝。
Next issue. What did Jesus to do here the blind man?And what did instruct the man to do afterward?
耶稣做了什么样的事情来治愈这名盲人？他后来又指示这个人做了什么样的事情呢？
Jesus gave the blind man a kind of medicine on his eyes, and then he had to go to the water and wash himself.
耶稣给盲人的眼睛上涂了一种药， 然后让他去水边洗澡。
Sometimes it is not enough that we wait until God is doing something. When he reveals us what we do, we have to be obedient.
有时候还不够，我们要等到上帝做某件事情。当他向我们揭示要做什么样的事情的时候，我们则必须服从。Next issue. Sister, why were the people and the Pharisees skeptical about the man's healing?
为什么民众和法利赛人对这个人的治愈持怀疑态度呢？
They thought Jesus is using a trick or the man has not been blind before.
他们以为耶稣是在耍花招，而这个人之前并不是盲的。 Next one.
So, how did the man who was healed respond to the Pharisees' questioning?
被治愈的人如何回应法利赛人的质问呢？
The former blind man go into a debate with the Pharisees. The Pharisees insisted that Jesus is a sinner. The former blind man insisted that God does not hear a sinner's prayer.
这位昔日的曾经的盲人与法利赛人展开了辩论。法利赛人坚持认为耶稣是个罪人。而这一个曾经的盲人则坚持认为上帝不会听罪人的祈祷。
Next issue. Sister, why were the man's parents afraid to speak openly about Jesus?
这人的父母为什么不敢公开谈论耶稣本人呢？
All those who confessed Jesus as a savior or the Messiah were thrown out of the religious system at that time. When they confessed Jesus, they are not longer allowed to go to the synagogue.
当时所有承认耶稣是救世主或者弥赛亚的人都被逐出宗教体系。当他们承认耶稣本人的时候，他们就不被允许再去犹太教堂了。
Next one, sister. What was the significance of the healing taking place on the Sabbath?
在安息日治愈这人则有什么意义呢？
The Sabbath was a very holy day for the Jewish. It was their resting day and anyone was obliged to not to work on that day. But Jesus insisted to be more than religious tradition and when somebody needed help, he healed on the Sabbath too.
安息日对于犹太人来说是神圣的一天，这是他们的传统休息日，任何人都必须在那天不工作，但耶稣坚持不拘泥于宗教传统，当有人需要帮助的时候，他也会在安息日给别人治病。
Next one. So, what did Jesus mean when he said he came so that the blind will see and those who see will become blind?
Whether we are also being blind in some situation. 耶稣说他来此是为了让盲人能重新看到这个世界。那些人变成瞎子，这是什么意思呢？实际上在很多生活中，我们是否也是变成了盲人呢？
We were former blind in our sins, but through the blood of Jesus we got light because Jesus is the light of the world.
我们以前因自己的罪而盲目，但是通过耶稣基督的血，我们得到了光明，因为耶稣是世界的光芒。
People who insist that they see and are not accepted that there is a person on earth without sin, except of Jesus, will remain blind in their sins.
那些坚持认为自己看见了却不接受，认为世界上没有一个罪人。接受耶稣基督的人将对自己的罪孽而视而不见。
When we say of ourselves to be good persons and that we don't need a savior, we are blind for the spiritual reality.
当我们说自己是好人，不需要救世主的时候，我们对精神现实，对自己的缺点均视而不见。
Sister, so...How did the formerly blind man's belief in Jesus grow throughout the story?
在整个故事当中，这名曾经的盲人对耶稣的信仰 是如何逐步增加的呢？
The former blind man experienced the miracle that Jesus did in his life. After this, he worshipped Jesus as his personal savior.
这位曾经的盲人经历了耶稣在他生命中行的奇迹，从此之后，他崇拜耶稣作为他个人的救世主。
That is how we get grow in grace and revelation too. First, Jesus will change our life and our destiny. Before receiving him, our destiny was hell. After receiving him, our destiny is heaven.
这也是我们在恩典和启示中成长的方式。首先，耶稣会改变我们对生活的态度和我们的命运。在接受耶稣之前，我们的命运是地狱。接受他之后，我们的命运是天堂。
When we go on in reading his word and worshiping him, we grow each day a little bit more in grace, understanding, and the truth about Jesus Christ.
当我们继续阅读他的话语，并崇敬他的时候，我们每天都会得到恩典、理解和关于耶稣基督在真理上的问题。所以我们则会随之成长。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年夏天快乐，我们下期再会。